Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Bad news is I got to go back to work. I'm taking a trailer full of glass up the notoriously potholed Alcan Highway to install a couple murals in Anchorage, one at a fire station, the other at the University of Alaska Science Building. I will be pretty much incommunicado except for some limited conversations with moose and long-haul truckers, meaning this blog site's going to sit stagnant as a muskeg mosquito hole until I get back. The good news is you get to take some time to pursue more spiritual goals than reading on the internet some Yahoo scribblings on the cave walls of his inner psyche. Chances are when I get back stateside, you'll have taken up the Aeolian harp or tackled War and Peace in the original Russian or translating 5th century Chinese poetry into Spanish. You'll find you have the time to practice calligraphy or hot yoga or yodeling. Maybe volunteer down at the South End Historical Society or take lessons in Tai Chi. Or, worst case, you'll do like the rest of us ne'er-do-wells down here and synchronize to the tides and the moon, the long days of summer. I envy you. I really do. I'm the Maynard G. Krebs of this island. Work is a four-letter word hurled in shock and disbelief. Some folks subscribe to the notion of work as what gives meaning to life. Trust me, I'm not one of them. Still, a living has to be made, they tell me, as if living is equivalent to a paycheck. We know better down here, but a paycheck is still important, just not as important as living. Be glad you won't receive epistles from the tundra where I whine and cry, bitch and moan, throw myself on the permafrost with a whimper and a strangled curse. I'll spare you that, at least. Meanwhile, good luck on the harp. Keep tabs on the tide, grow your gardens, and listen to good music. Think of me up there in Mosquitoville, but don't pity me too much. Chances are pretty good I'll have a hell of a good time, too.